I hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hello, all you beautiful, sexy people sizzling in the summer sun. It's Dr. Sue here, bringing you another Summer of Domination show. This time, with the comedic talents of Princess Brandis. Sounds weird, right? Dominatrix, comedian, you don't really put the two of them together. But seriously, this woman has the best straight man comic timing I have ever heard. Even when I was doing the editing for the show, I was laughing again and I already heard it. And soon, you're gonna hear one of the most hilarious interviews I've done yet. And my point is this, she doesn't even know how funny she is. But you'll soon be rolling on the floor as I was, so make sure you have a bathroom nearby. And if you pee yourself, well, you've been warned. So I'll stop blathering and give you the extraordinary Princess Brandis right after this. Maxim magazine calls it one of the 100 things to do before you die. The Los Angeles Times calls it the mother of all Halloween blowouts.
Saturday, October 31st, Halloween night. At the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, it's the 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball.
That's right, fellow freaks. The Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, and the insanity will be mind-blowing. Three giant rooms on two levels provide you with 6 hours of erotic intensity and entertainment, featuring the Psycho Circus, Phantom's Lair, the Red Room of Pleasure, and the Human Zoo, along with the hottest DJs in Vegas and LA burning up the dance floor. And don't miss the Lifestyles Expo, where you can pick up all your kinky toys and meet some of the sexiest folks in fetish. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is going to be huge, and I've scored you a discount on your tickets. Simply go to wanttickets.com/rubber to save $10 on each general admission ticket you buy. Get your tickets now, because the price goes up the closer it gets to Halloween. Right now is the best time to buy. Go to wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER to get your discount. And don't forget to grab your VIP tickets for even more freaky fun while you're there. That's wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Halloween night. Join me, I dare you. Grab your depends. Here comes Princess Brandis.
Today we have the incomparable Princess Brandis with us. Hello, my dear.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So, do tell. If, I've been asking the girls this, if a sub comes to you and says, I want to serve you, how should they address you? Is it always Princess Brandis?
Always. At first, always Princess Brandis. But, you know, if I get to know them well enough and it's been long enough, they could just revert to Princess.
Never Brandis.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Ooh, you got to earn that
you
one.
You do, though. You do. You have to do a lot.
I've been asking everybody basically the same things. How did you get started as a dom? Like, a lot of them have said they knew when they were kids. What about you?
No, I did not. When I was little, I was actually very, very shy. I didn't talk to anyone. I was very reserved. And it wasn't until after I graduated high school that I was so tired of everyone and everyone's shit. I was so, like, done. I was looking for something to do, you know, with my time to help me be more social. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to one of my aunts, and she was like, you know what? I used to be just like you, and when I was your age, I used to dominate. And I was like, whoa.
Get out. You're honestly, your aunt.
I'm honest. My aunt.
Your aunt said that to you. Get the hell out of town.
See, I have three aunts, but this one is, like, not even the most outspoken one. So this caught me off guard.
You think?
I was like, why?
Like, oh my God.
I was like, why are you telling me this? And she was like, I think it will help you, you know, come out of your shell and you're frustrated because, you know, you hated school and everyone in it and you could blow off steam this way. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, crazy lady. So...
This is like mind blowing. This is so cool.
It was weird. So I stopped talking to her for about a week and I was thinking about it and I was like, that's weird, but that could be kind of fun.
So at first you thought, woman, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And then you thought about it for a while and went, wait a minute. She might be on to something here.
Yes. I was like, she might be on to something because I do hate people and this could help me.
Oh, that's brilliant. Were you bullied? Is that what it is? Because you were picked on?
I was picked on in middle school. Then I changed middle school. Got picked on again. And then high school... they didn't really bug me. I was just kind of in my own little shell.
Right.
So high school was pretty smooth for me, but...
But your middle school sucks.
Oh, my God. Ugh, yeah.
Right, when everybody's going through that awkward stage where everyone looks like an Ugmo, too. It just totally... I know.
Right?
It's like, don't let anybody, you know, come into their own a little bit later. Like, every single kid at some point looks like they ran into a wall. It doesn't matter who the kid is. They could be the most beautiful baby in the world, and they can turn into the most beautiful woman in the world. But damn, does everyone go through an ugly stage.
That was me. That was me. My teeth actually were huge for my mouth. I had little bug teeth, but they're better now.
So your aunt says, okay, you should do this. Now you decide to do it. So where did you start? What do you do?
Well, she kind of was like, all right, let's sit down and talk about this. She's like, there's different types of domination. I did this kind. Like, basically, she made house calls back in the day, you know?
Really? This is so cool.
It was weird. So she made house calls. And I was like, I'm not ready to just, you know, jump into house calls.
Well, and the other thing is, I think you got to be really careful because it was more innocent back then.
Yeah.
Like, you're safety-wise, I wouldn't be doing house call. Hell no.
No, sir. I was like, no, not going to be jumping into that. And she was like, well, maybe you should start off small. She's like, maybe check online because, I mean, you're younger than me and you're more tech savvy, so maybe you could find something there. But if I were to jump back into it, I would probably be doing house calls again. And I was like, nope.
So did she, but wait a minute. Did she sit you down and teach you technique or did she discuss what she did or what did she say?
She discussed what she did mainly and how there's different types. You know, like you could go and you could be really scandalous or you could be nude or you could be fully clothed, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to be doing anything nude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took her advice and I went online and I was looking for, you know, domination, not house calls or anything, you know, kind of dip my toes into it. And I found this super old guy. And he was looking for, he said, a dominatrix. And I was like, well, what are you looking for? And he was like, well, I want to give her a ton of money, but no sex. And I was like, right up my alley.
Exactly. Hello.
Hello. And so he's like, so you're into FinDom? And I'm like, what is FinDom?
I used to say sometimes when back when it first came out, everybody thought it was like a shark fetish.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
I know, right? So you're like, okay, what the hell's FinDom? But so far it's sounding good.
Yeah, it sounds good, but sounds a little too good to be true. And so I Googled FinDom, and then not a lot, but a few things popped up. It was mainly girls' blogs and stuff. I was like, you know what? This is sounding better and better. So there's a website. The first website I ever joined was, everyone knows this website now. It was findoms.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that place has really gone downhill. But when I had joined, it was completely different.
Right.
And I was a little nervous because I didn't have that much, very high self-esteem, and I was kind of worried. And all the girls were so pretty, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to fit in. And I gave it a go, and I ran into a lot of time wasters, like everyone. And then I ran into one guy from Norway who told me about PayPal. I was like, what's a PayPal? And anyways, long story short, he ended up sending me like $20, and I didn't know if it was real money or not. And then it turned out to be real money. And ever since then, I've become a monster. You've seen my Twitter.
I have. So was it something that once you got a hold of it and you kind of got in there, you were like, okay, financial domination, that's it. That's for me.
Yeah, I figured this type of domination I was more comfortable with. And I felt like I was pretty good at it.
So do you dabble in other stuff too?
No. I'm strictly doing, obviously, financial domination. I've been trying to go into, like, hypno, trying to figure that out.
Right.
But as of right now, I don't think I am confident enough in myself to start doing it regularly.
And it's better to become certified anyways, because then you know what to do in case they freak out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So isn't that cool? You started the same way I did, essentially. I didn't have my aunt get me into it, which I still, that is just absolutely so cool. So your family knows what you do then?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And they don't care?
Nope.
They support you. That's really good, because a lot of girls don't have that kind of a support system.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it has its good points and its bad points. Some family members kind of come out of the woodwork, though, and they're like, so, saw your Twitter. You have plenty of money. Can you help me out?
Oh, get out. Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, how'd you find my Twitter? Oh my God.
That's awful.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen too often, but sometimes.
Are they real family members? They're just like, people claiming to be family.
I wish they were people claiming to be family.
Unfortunately, they're real.
Unfortunately.
Bummer.
I know. It's horrible.
So you're doing only FinDom. So do you do like cam work or like what's your MO? What's your thing?
Well, yeah, I do cam.
Do you get naked? Do you get naked?
No, I don't.
Yay. Another one. Yay. That's good.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody, if you haven't seen her, she's freaking stunning. So
thank you.
She's certainly not the middle school Ugmo she once was. I can attest to that.
I was. But no, I do cam work. I kind of laid off cameras lately, though, because I did get sick. I was in the hospital for 2 months. Then I came back, and then I had horrible reactions from my medicine. And so.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Oh, it was really bad. It gives you a really puffy face. They call it.
Oh, no. And you would have looked like a little chipmunk.
I was a chipmunk. And I I still am in a few of those clips. Gotta delete those, by the way. But
no, bet you look totally adorable. Seriously.
Unfortunately, everyone said that.
No, I'll bet you looked absolutely adorable.
Yeah, that's what they said. They're like, you're so adorable. I was like, I'm not going for adorable, but thanks.
Exactly. How do you think you're different from everybody else?
I definitely do not take myself seriously, obviously. I am an open book. Like, if anyone asks me anything, I'm not going to make up an answer to try and make myself seem like I am almighty. Like, I just tell people, I'm like, look, I'm human too. I sometimes have feelings.
Sometimes.
On occasion.
Not very often, though, and don't ever think she does.
Yeah, it's not.
She doesn't care about you.
I don't.
She doesn't get paid to care about you.
I don't. But that's okay, because I'm okay with that.
What do you think of female supremacy?
Oh, dude, I am all about it, honestly.
And I've been saying this to every single person. So you believe that all women on the face of the planet are better than everybody else?
Absolutely. Have you seen men in general? They're clumsy. Like, they don't know how to form a sentence. They're weak. Like, you think you could squeeze anything out of any man ever. Like, it's sad.
Oh, that's brilliant. So really, no, but you really think so?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you think if a woman was to go into, what about women that you can't stand?
Unfortunately, I don't like them, but they're better than any man I've ever met.
So as far as men go, you think women are better than men?
Absolutely, 100%, no excuses.
Do you think we're genetically better?
I really do. I think there's something about women that men just, they go stupid for. I mean, they're stupid in general, but we just bring it out more.
Mm-hmm.
And they just are doormats.
Do you hate men?
They're too stupid to hate. I don't hate them.
I get this feeling that you're basically saying it's hard to hate the mentally handicapped.
Basically. it's not okay because they can't help it.
They can't help who they are.
Right. They got the,
that's a shame.
The short end of the deal there.
A lot of them have, literally.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've seen. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you don't do real-time sessions at all. You're only doing stuff online. You're only doing FinDom.
I do real-time, but they have to be. Okay. Like, I only do real-time with one of my subs so far, and he's been my sub for about 5.5 years.
Right, so you can trust him. Like, you're not just going to meet up with anybody.
No, absolutely not.
And what does he do? Okay, so a real-time session with a financial dominatrix. Some people would be like, well, what does he do? Just come over and hand you cash?
No. Basically, we have a routine. He's only in town for about 3 days, and basically the routine is he comes, he gets his own hotel. Of course, I'm staying at my place because I'm not doing that. He'll rent a car, whatever. He'll pick me up, and then we go to whatever restaurant I want to go to. We'll go shopping, and then he'll drop me off at home, and then he goes to his hotel. The next day, repeat, and then mm-hmm. the next day, the very last day, we always do ATM withdrawals, and then he normally leaves pretty early to catch his flight.
And explain what an ATM withdrawal is.
Oh, we'll drive to a bank, and mm-hmm. he'll give me his bank card. I go to the ATM, and I withdraw however much money I want, and then I give mm-hmm. him back his card.
And what is he doing during this?
Standing there, breathing heavy.
I thought he'd be in the car wanking, to be totally honest.
I think he wants to, but he wants to, like, be there and see it. Mental image, and then wank later.
Right, right. So he doesn't, okay, so there's another thing. You're not having sex with this man in his hotel room?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, my God, no.
Is he ew?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So in other words, this is what he has to do basically to get any female attention.
Yeah, but even then I'm barely paying attention to him.
So what do you do during dinner with this guy? I mean, can he hold a conversation? Like,
no,
what do you do?
No, but I can. I just talk about myself the whole time and how good the food is.
Does he eat?
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
So he doesn't just sit there watching you eat, right?
No, but he tries. Oh, he tries to watch and eat at the same time. It doesn't really work out, so he doesn't stare as much as he would like to.
So now this client, is he married?
Yes.
Ah.
Huh.
So he's being a naughty boy.
Yeah.
And when you say shopping, some people would go, oh, she probably just went out and, you know, got bra and underwear, maybe a pair of shoes. Are we talking mega shopping?
Bras and underwear. That's funny. no. We're talking...
Assuming these guys are total pigs and will only take you to Victoria's Secret, because that's another misnomer.
He takes me wherever I want to go, and I don't like cheap. Cheap is ew.
So we're talking designer all the way.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. And it's funny because they'll make little comments like, wow, those shorts are like $50? And I mean, that's not expensive to me, but to him, he's like, wow, I shop at like the Salvation Army. He's like, I get this stuff for like $2. And I'm like, God. That's cute. Now we'll pay, okay?
Yeah, you're adorable. And I'm glad you're shopping at the Salvation Army because that's why I can do this.
Exactly. Saves him money, which means more money for me.
What's one of the worst things you've ever been asked by a sub, whether it's something to do or a request of some kind?
I think it's a tie between two things. One sub sent me a message, and at first I thought he was trying to troll me, but I think he was really this stupid. And he basically was like, I noticed you live in Colorado. I live in Denver. You should come pick me up and take me to this bar. It's a bar called Pitchers. And I'm like, what is Pitchers? And I Google it, and it's this shitty hole in the wall. It's like full of like dirty, disgusting people. And it's just horrible, like a really horrible place. But it's like he really wanted to go there, and he wanted me to take him. And I'm like,
why would you take him anywhere?
That's what I asked. And he says, oh, I don't have a car.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really impressive, bud. Cool, we can go ride the bus together. I can't wait.
I know. We got a winner.
But he's got his own Metro Pass. It's okay.
Oh, good. I didn't think he had that.
Come on. He can ride unlimited now.
Wow, moving up.
And lick the windows while he's on the bus.
I think he would. He looks like he would.
Wow. That's just so wrong. You're approaching a findom and you have no money. And I know some guys who really, really are broke really do get off on the kink, but
yeah.
You got to pay to play, my friends. You really do. It's just, that's part of it. And for the ones who are very, very angry about financial domination, because it tends to bring up a lot of anger in some men.
Yes.
I actually saw a post this morning on Instagram, and I was like, oh, okay, everyone settled down. It was just a cartoon. Relax. But men were just like, you know, fucking bitch and fucking money. Why is it always all about, why can't it just be about domination, not about fucking money? Okay. Relax. Pressed someone's buttons, did we?
I think okay. So.
But yeah, but there's a lot of guys that feel that way. What do you say to the guys that just say that you're a money hungry bitch?
I say you're a broke faggot and you wish you could play.
Oh, good one. And it is. It's coming from sour grapes.
You know, I'd be angry too if I was as broke as them.
Oh, well, yeah, you would really if you think about it.
Yeah.
It would suck.
Yeah.
Because they can't even get your attention.
I know. I don't even really see them. I just go on to the next conversation and forget all about them.
On to the next one. What's your biggest pet peeve with subs? What drives you absolutely mental?
Needy subs. I had this sub who was like, hi, I would really like to serve you and all, but you have to add me on your personal Facebook because I need to know that we're compatible.
Okay.
What? And he's like, I need to know your address. And are you single? And what is your phone number? Because I have been screwed over so many times.
Okay, well, isn't that the whole point of financial domination is to get fucked?
Right.
So he's missing the point. I think what he's trying to do is get something for his money. And the whole point of the fetish is basically that you don't. So I think he's missing the point on that one.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like teaching anyone that day, so I just blocked him. But hopefully he's learned from someone, somewhere.
What do you do when you're not working? Like, is this what you do full-time to make your money to pay your bills?
Yep, don't do anything else.
That's right, she lives off your money and doesn't care.
I really don't.
What about if someone said you're a gold digger?
I would laugh because I know the difference. My mom's one. I'm not.
In your eyes, what do you, I would just say, thank you, yes, I am, and you're just pissed off that you're not doing it. I don't have a problem with that. Call it whatever you want. Yeah, I'm taking your money, and that's the way it is. What's the difference to you, though? Why do you call your mom a gold?
Because she is.
You're the best family ever.
That's the weirdest family ever. My mom, growing up, I didn't realize she was a gold digger. I just thought that I got really cool toys, and I didn't have to beg for it, and I get to do whatever I want, yeah. And then as I got older, I realized something's not right here.
That's so cool. Okay, so what was it? She's just out there taking everybody's money?
Yeah.
Like, what was she doing?
Well, she bagged herself a rich one when I was like 5 or 6. And
she kept them.
She kept them.
Okay.
And we moved and everything was, I was like, this is like on TV. And I didn't realize why. Then when I got older, I realized he's a lot older than mommy, and this is kind of weird. And
really, what does mommy see in this guy? Like, what the hell?
Right? I was like, I don't think they have anything in common. And then I realized, and then she broke, it's funny because she broke the news to me after I figured it out. She's all like, well, mommy's getting a divorce now, I just fell out of love, okay? And then I realized she just ran out of money.
Oh, my God, that's so hilarious. Okay, so she divorces him. Did she get a pile?
Yeah, she got a pile of what was left because she spent most of his hard-earned money.
She already gone through it all anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I know.
So basically, he kind of outlived his worth. That's what it was.
Yeah. And that's horrible. It's terrible.
So was she on to the next one? She got a new one?
Oh, no, God. Then she decided to marry for love.
Oh, no, don't do that. That doesn't pay the
bills. It did not.
Love does not pay the bills, my friend.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. She was so miserable. She was like, why did I do this? I was like, I don't know. You wanted to love someone for some reason.
I'm surprised she's not going, okay, so how do you do what you do? I got to learn
she's
that.
She's asked me, but she always backed out.
Oh, chicken. Tell her she's chicken.
She only knows how to do the gold digger thing.
Right? Like, it's just applying it to basically faceless people.
She asks, and I try to help her, but she backs out. And there's only so much I can do.
What do you do? So this is what you do. You're doing this all the time, but what do you do when you're not doing this? Like, what do you do to chill?
I like TV and nap.
Cool, naps rock.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
The life of a princess, by the way, once you become your own boss and you are your own princess, naps really rock, and I don't feel guilty. I used to feel guilty, and I'm like, no, hell no, these feel too good. And the fact that I don't get up early in the morning, sorry, this bitch does not get up early.
No.
That's just the way it is. I don't, you get really spoiled when you're on your own.
Seriously, like, I cannot imagine getting up past, like, 12 anymore. Like, that's...
I don't even, my brain doesn't defog till noon. It really, I can get up earlier, but I'm not all there.
Right? No, that's me. That is me. I'm not there. I have automated responses until about 12:30, and then I'll give you real answers.
And the automated responses, by the way, are coming from a live human being. It's just that there is nothing else functioning, so you just have to sort of say your thing.
Right, exactly.
So what do you watch on TV?
Well,
what's your favorite?
I hate actual TV with all the commercials and stuff. Like, I feel like they...
Oh, my God. The best thing I ever got was like, PVR so that you can skip commercials. I hate commercials. Or I'll flip back and forth between two programs. That's how annoyed I am.
Yeah, I can't do commercials. I feel like they talk to you like you're stupid or something, you know?
They do, because they have little animals selling you things. Half the time you're looking at them going, okay, really? I don't need to be sold this by a penguin. What the hell?
I know. It's like, are we adults? Can't you just tell me what you want to sell me?
So what's your favorite programs?
Well, on Netflix, I just started a series called Being Human.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do you have any guilty pleasures like reality TV?
Yeah.
come on. Festive. What is it?
Okay, this is so weird, and I don't know why I do this, but I am seriously addicted to Love and Hip Hop. I don't even listen to hip hop. I don't know anyone on the show.
Because a lot of them are like C-list hip hoppers, and you're sitting there going, how are they making this money? I have never heard this guy in my life.
Right.
Like, what the hell? How is he a billionaire? What has this group done?
Oh, yes, that's me. I'm just confused the whole time. But the drama, I'm like, I don't know who she is, but she doesn't like her, and they're going to fight, and I have to keep watching it.
That was one I never got into. I did all the Real Housewives and the Kardashians. Yes, I'm guilty. But I have been thinking of going back and starting Love and Hip Hop from the very beginning, because it is apparently drama, oh my God, drama.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Like, even if you don't know anyone, good. It's good.
People go, okay, you're an intelligent person. Why are you watching this? Because for me, that's escapism.
Yes.
I don't take it seriously. Like, because, come on, 3/4 of it's scripted anyway.
Right.
So don't even
go
down that
road.
It's like, wrestling's real. Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying they're not fit. I'm not saying they don't have to learn the moves they're learning. But if you think it's not rigged, good Lord, have mercy. You are stupid.
Why do you think mostly men watch it? They're stupid.
You know what's nice about this? They're getting their humiliation at the same time. Like, this is free humiliation from Princess Brandis. Keep that in mind.
I'm not even trying.
What about music? What do you listen to? So you know you don't like hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't do that. But I love me some alternative rock.
Really? So who's your favorite?
Coheed and Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Absolute number one favorite.
So do you get to go to concerts and stuff, or do you even bother?
Oh, no, I go. Not since I got sick. Hopefully next time they're here, I can go.
So can we ask what was, like, what happened?
Oh, it's kind of funny, but not really. I have autoimmune and I didn't know it.
Oh, you're kidding. So what one?
The one that attacks all of your muscles for no reason. So basically my immune system was just eating all of my muscles for no reason.
Great.
Oh, it was great. It was fun.
That's painful. That's outrageously painful.
It was weird because it didn't hurt.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why I didn't think anything was wrong until I realized one day I couldn't walk.
Oh, so it just, like, all of a sudden had no muscle control.
Yeah, just, it's like certain things were getting harder and harder, but I thought it's just because I'm lazy as shit.
Oh, I love that. You know, but the thing is, you're still stunning, which is why most of us want to punch you in the face. She doesn't have to work at it.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
Well, that's awful. So how did they fix it? The meds, like prednisone or something?
Right. Good old prednisone.
Oh, prednisone.
Good old prednisone.
It's a wonderful drug, but it's also an evil little drug.
Exactly. That's the only way I can explain it to people. And they just look at me like I'm crazy.
No, it can be your best friend and your worst nightmare all in the same thing.
Yep. Gave me that moon face I was telling you about.
Yeah, it will. It will do that. Yeah, that's why you poofed out.
It did. It was horrible.
Oh, but you're feeling better now and you can walk?
Yeah, walking is pretty cool once you learn how to do it again.
you don't realize this stuff until it's taken away.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because you really don't. You don't appreciate it because you just it's automatic. You don't think about it. And then when it's taken away from you, you start thinking about it in a big hurry.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't walk. I was like, this is ridiculous. And then when I started to learn how to walk again, which is really hard, by the way, so props to all you toddlers out there.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, that was freaking brilliant.
It's walking pretty.
Yeah, props to you toddlers. Woo!
I see you doing your thing out there.
High five. Woo. Yeah, but there's a big difference between them and you.
I know.
So good. So you're back into ball-kicking form.
Yeah, I can kick ass now.
This is good. So what sorts of things turn you on?
Oh,
money.
Money.
Money, money, and money.
Money. Definitely money. Money and muscles. I like muscles.
Well, do you like your guys all buff? Like really, really
not
buff?
Not too buff. Not too buff.
Yeah, not the icky vein
ew,
buff.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
No.
Just, you know, six-pack, nicely formed.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, even if you don't have a six-pack, like, as long as, you know, it's nice and taken care of, nice flat stomach, I'm good.
And so do you have anybody in your life?
Nah, I'm too mean.
Aww.
I know, right?
That sucks. You need to find someone who can, put you in your place. Ooh.
That's impossible.
And you better have lots of money.
I think they need lots of money and just to leave me alone after they give it to me.
That's so true. Just give me the money and be quiet.
Yeah, that's all. And I'd be happy.
And that's not a big thing to ask. No one thinks, right? Like, it's, come on. It's not a big thing. But what do you say to people who would say you're very shallow then?
I'd be like, yeah, I know.
You don't
care?
No,
not really.
So you'd rather be alone than be with what?
I'd rather be alone and pretty with diamonds than, like, alone, pretty, but with some ugly, greasy, fat guy with no money. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
But what if you love the ugly, fat, greasy guy?
Maybe I'll just love him from a distance and mail him a letter every now and then.
So do you think money can buy happiness?
Oh, my God. You know how much, like...
You know how happy I am? Bitch, please. I'm fucking ecstatic.
Yeah, let's just say I'm pretty happy. So I don't know who made that rule or whatever.
What else? Money and what else? There's got to be other things.
Things that make me happy?
Yeah. Like, what do you do? Like, you got to have hobbies.
Oh,
you have
yeah. I love video games. I love painting. I love going to the museum, too. And I like mummies.
And she doesn't mean she's going to do any adult baby work?
No.
So you like the whole mummy thing in, like, Egypt and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
So when you get a chance and you want to chillax, you kind of, you know, go go checking out all the intellectual stuff.
Yeah, I like to think, believe it or not.
But there are those that would say that just because you like money, you're vapid.
Oh, whatever. Things people say really do not bother you once you're, like, where you want to be.
So, and that's actually a really good point to make, because you were at one point that person who had no self-esteem, who would have been upset if people called you names, who actually was bullied and felt like crap at some point.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big leap. And a lot of people would like to know how you did it. Do you think the domination, like your aunt said, actually did do it?
I think so. I really do. It made me very, very confident. Now, even in person, like, I'm too much to handle.
I have to admit, when you're shy, because I was too, I was not dominant from a small age. I was the exact, complete, total opposite of that. I was afraid of my own shadow and was bullied relentlessly. But, you know, it's weird. It's almost like the older you get, a switch flips. And you go, you know what? I am so sick of this.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you have that choice of, I'm either going to play the victim for the rest of my life, or I'm going to turn this around and start taking control of things.
Yep.
Is that what it felt like?
Absolutely. That's what I did. I was like, you know what? If I don't change something now, I'm just going to be a doormat my whole life, and that's not fun.
Well, because, yeah, this is the thing, is when you have low self-esteem and you do feel really crappy about yourself, it's not fun living that life. That's not a fun way to live. You're in your head, and no one can say anything worse than what you're saying to yourself.
Right.
But at the same time, everything stings, everything hurts. It's almost like being glass, and every time someone throws a rock, you shatter.
Mm-hmm.
And you get and shattering gets tiring.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know what? No, I'm going to have to start rebuilding this bitch into concrete.
Right. I was like, this has got to change. And it did. Look at me now, Mom.
Your mom is so proud. So is your aunt.
Oh, right.
You have. It's so cool, though, because you've got, like, these great, strong female influences in your life. And not a lot of ladies have that.
Yeah, you can call them strong. I call them crazy.
Yeah, but crazy's okay. Crazy makes things interesting.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
So what turns you off?
No money, broke people.
Broke-ass bitches.
Broke-ass bitches, people that feel entitled, or I absolutely hate people that try to make you feel bad for having nice things. I cannot stand it.
That's a good one.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
You get people going, well, why aren't you giving your money to charity? Like, why would you do that? Why are you being so selfish?
Right. And then I tell them, you know, every Christmas and Thanksgiving, I actually donate turkeys, holiday food, presents, money. You like, I'm not, like, heartless all the time. And if they say that I'm, you know, selfish or whatever, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Exactly. Because, and the other thing is, there's a lot to be said for people being more selfish. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Mm-hmm. I think that if we were all a little bit more selfish, believe it or not, things would function better.
Yeah.
Because instead of looking over your, you know, neighbors into your neighbor's yard, you're now concentrating on your own.
Yep. And you can't advance.
So you really should be selfish, and you should be selfish about your happiness.
Absolutely. You should, because, I mean, it's going to be you and yourself for the rest of your life. Like, no one else is guaranteed to be right there with you every 2 seconds. So do what makes you happy, not what makes...
And you have to love yourself. At some point, you do have to accept that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love my little big teeth I got going on. My buck teeth.
You don't have them, though. You don't. I don't see it.
I think in my head I still have them because I had them for so long.
So isn't that, you know, isn't that the way?
Yeah.
You, honest to God, you really do stay as that kid that was picked on in your own head.
Right.
You can be really super strong. You can be the most dominant person, but that little kid's still in there. And that's, I think, part of the reason why you're doing things like making sure you're giving back and making sure you're buying food and stuff, that you're, you know, you're not the heartless bitch everyone thinks you are.
Right,
sort of
yeah,
thing.
And I know what it's like to feel low. Like, everyone needs a pick-me-up, especially when I was in the hospital. Oh, my God, I was like, that was really humbling. Not saying that I wasn't humble before.
The thing is, all the money in the world can't buy your health.
Exactly.
And that's the scary part, is when you're slapped with that, or death will do that too. If someone close to you dies, you're like, whoa.
Exactly. I'm kind of going through that right now with my grandma. She has dementia.
It's a shame, because it's like watching them recede, and, you know, she doesn't know you anymore. Does she know you?
No, she's only talking to her parents now, who are no longer here.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so it's really humbling, you know, all that stuff.
What's your favorite fast food?
Oh, my Lord. I love me some Taco Cabana, and it's only in Texas, and I'm in stupid Colorado.
How long have you been in Colorado? But there's people that would say, damn, you're in Colorado. Free weed. Not free weed. Free without getting caught.
Actually,
weed.
There's free weed everywhere since it's legal. And, like, you can't even get a piece of candy without asking, wait, is this candy? Or
are you serious? It's that saturated?
Oh, my God, yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've accidentally eaten the wrong candy and then...
Oh, shit. I pay to see that when you know Brandon.
Oh, really God. It was bad. I ate so
wow.
Much.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't think it was that saturated.
It's crazy. You'll walk down the street and, like, people in business suits or whatever just getting high before work.
Wow. It's just surreal because it's something so many people have dreamed of. So that, to me, would feel very strange.
Yeah.
To see that. It would be just very strange.
It is weird, considering that I don't smoke weed,
mm-hmm.
other than the times I was tricked into eating it, but it's definitely different.
So if you can't get Taco Cabana because it's only in Texas, what do you do in Colorado?
I have to go to these little hole-in-the-wall taco shops, but...
Are any of them any good?
Yes, only one. So good. But you have to know your Spanish, but since I'm from Texas... I know enough to get by.
Got it. Yeah. enough to hit the taco stand.
Yes.
Anyway, which is really all that matters.
Dos tacos, por favor. Gracias.
So you're a taco bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Love me my tacos.
I can't live without them, honestly.
Do you know that I have never had a taco?
What?
I have made my own, which is not the same as a professional taco. But, no, I have never been to a Taco Bell, and I'm actually very pleased about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, Taco Bell.
I'm actually proud of that one.
I'm proud of you, too. As a taco enthusiast, I am proud of you.
But, no, I have never had, like, a proper real taco. Because I don't consider the ones I made tacos. That's just... buying stuff from a store. It's not a taco. I'm just making something stupid. I don't...
We have to fix this. You have to find a taco joint in your place. Or if I'm ever around, I'll try to make you some, but they're not going to be as good.
That's just my point. So I'm going to have to get down to Texas and go to a Taco Cabana.
Oh, yes.
Why are they only in Texas? That's not fair.
It's a big tease. We should put this under things that make me horny, though.
Ooh, so tacos will get you going. Okay, tacos are your aphrodisiac.
I am there.
Fuck the oysters, give me the tacos.
Tacos.
So is it tacos or burritos? Or...
Nope, tacos. Tacos.
Has to be tacos.
Has to be a taco.
If you could do something else, so someone said, okay, as of tomorrow, financial domination is completely against the law, and if you do it, you're going to die. Okay, so you can't do it anymore. What would you do?
I would sit on my pile of money and cry.
Do you think you'd just go out and do what your mom did and be a gold digger and find a rich guy?
No, because I don't like people.
See, for someone who doesn't like people, you're a very wonderful person.
Isn't it weird? It's horrible.
It is strange, because I know what you mean. Because I literally dig this 100%. I stay in my house in the woods. I try very hard not to go into this podunk town, because the people in here freak me out. They're all weird or really freaking old, which gives me the willies. And I get it. So you don't really like venturing out, right? It's just like, because people are icky.
They really are.
But what would you do? Seriously. So you're sitting on your pile of money, which is great, but it's going to disappear. You got to do something. What are you going to do? Look, you've given no thought to this. What if there's an apocalypse tomorrow?
I know. It never crossed my mind. I don't know.
You know what? That's actually really good, though, because that means you are really happy with what you're doing, and it's like, I wouldn't even consider doing anything
else. I wouldn't. I'm really good at this, and I like money.
Everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. Yours is taking money, damn it.
this is horrible, but my art teacher, when I was in high school, he was like, Brandis, if you're going on brains, you're screwed. But if you're going on looks, you're good. I was like, wow, thanks, sir.
Okay.
Another reason why I don't like people.
Exactly. Like, holy shit.
Like, aren't you my teacher?
That's the kind of guy you'd like to walk up and punch him in the face. Like, who says that?
I know, that? Like, this is the art class.
Really, yeah. So, okay, why? Because I don't know what the color ochre
exactly.
is?
Exactly.
Like, Like, holy crap.
Oh my God, wait, these are just colors. Calm down.
So, okay, financial domination, though, comes with a bunch of other things. So if a guy comes to you and he wants to be financially dominated, as we all know, it always comes with other kinks. In other words, the guy either wants to be sissified or there's CBT involved, which for those of you who don't know is cock and ball torture, which sounds horrible, but believe it or not, some people enjoy pain. Don't judge. Just those are just like off the top of my head. Do you play with that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not, I mean, financial domination is like my main like kink, but I do like incorporating other foot worship, you know, humiliation, yeah. Like tons of things all over my clip store too. Like, I don't just do strictly give me your money and ignore you.
Well, but there's a lot of chicks that do.
That's true.
So you actually, so you really do get involved with your subs and like pulling them in.
Absolutely,
right?
And I don't just accept anyone. Like, I have to be able to joke with you at some point. Like, we have to be able to talk a little, you know what I mean?
Right.
I can't just own a stick in the mud. Like,
well, and but there are many, many girls who are just strictly give me the cash and fuck off and die. And to me, that's not financial domination. I think it should always go hand in hand with something else, because otherwise, what's the guy getting out of it?
Right.
He could just go downtown and hand it over to Goodwill.
Right.
I mean, it just, there's got to be something else enticing the guy to come in, which is what you need to entice the money out.
Right. Like, if they wanted to just throw money away, they'd probably spend it on their wife. So they do. I mean, I know most girls say, this is all about me. This has nothing to do with you. It's about my happiness. But honestly, if they're not happy on some level, you know, if they're not getting a peep of your toe jam once in a while, they're not going to be happy.
Oh, God.
And they're not going to stick around to see more toe jam if you're not showing them.
Exactly. So that's the thing, is you get the fact that you're not one of those one-off kinds that are just like grab and go. You're trying to make this in, well, you have made this into a complete business. So you want repeat customers, right?
Yeah.
So do you think most, like, is it mostly clip work that you're doing, or do you do live calls? Like, what,
yeah,
what else do you do?
I do phone calls. You know, I do Night Flirt. I do Skype. I do Cam. I do, some guys are weird and just want to type, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So
you just do IM sessions. I get that. I get those,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a sub that I've had for about 3 years. Never seen his face once. He only types.
So do you think you're going to do this, provided we don't have the apocalypse? Forever and ever, amen?
Yeah, I think so. Even if I'm wrinkly, I think I'll be pretty cute.
I was going to say, don't you, like, are you seriously going to do this into your 70s and 80s if you can?
As long as I'm not, like, break a hip status, yeah.
I honestly can't wait, because everyone's saying, you know what, I see myself doing this forever. I can't wait for the influx of really old doms in the next 20 years. I think it's going to be really hilarious, but I think it's going to be great at the same time, because there's a lot of guys that love mature women.
Right? So
don't worry, girls. If you're worried about your looks failing or this flopping or what, don't worry about it, because there's always somebody out there. Trust me.
Always. There's a dom right now. She's older. She hates my guts. And I don't blame her.
Aww.
But she is doing her thing.
So why does she hate your guts?
Oh,
what'd you do?
Well, I know, right? What did you do, Brandis?
You poked her. You poked her, didn't you?
I did.
You told her she was an old bat or something.
Well, only after she made me mad. Like,
oh, well, that's mean. Why did she make you mad? That's not necessary.
Well, it was, I don't remember. It was like 3-4 years ago. And basically, she took out an old grudge with a sub I had on me. Basically, like, how could you own such a disrespectful sub? And I didn't see him do anything wrong.
Oh, I know that guy. That's the guy that disrespected me, right?
I don't know. Is it?
Sergeant?
Yeah.
That guy, I'm telling you. I had people going, why do you talk to Brandis? Why would you put up with that? I said, because it's not Brandis. It's him. Ain't got nothing to do with Brandis. I'm not that stupid. I know that. That's just him being an asshole.
I would tell people.
And he is the king. Oh, my God. He's the king of assholes.
I would tell people, look, it's not me. Not to mention, I would wake up to messages saying, I cannot believe you let him do this. And I'm like, I just woke up. I don't know what is going on.
You don't, and it, yeah, this is the thing is, especially when you're doing stuff online. These are individuals. The woman isn't standing there with him in a collar. It's not like he's sitting right next to her. Like,
right?
What are you going to do?
Right? It's like, I don't know what he did while I was sleeping for the past 12 hours. But...
Oh, my God, he's the most air. Oh, you just want to punch him. I swear to God, all I came out of it with was going, I don't know how you deal with him. Because, honest to God, I would have lit him on fire.
You know what? People don't realize this, but I do get on him. I have to. Like, people don't know this. Well, they know now. I have dismissed him twice already.
Doesn't surprise me, because he really is an asshole, and I don't know how you can stand it, but, like, if you can pull money out of him, that's fine. It's just, I'm like, wow. Like, oh, my God.
I'm trying to make him realize, be more self-aware with his words and everything, and that's why he's private now, because I got very upset with him, and I threatened to dismiss him, and I was like, you know what, I don't think this is going to work. You cannot be fixed. And he's like...
Right? Like, oh, my God, he's so angry. You know what it is? That's what I get from him, is that's anger. Like, he strikes me as being a very angry guy.
He lets things get to him.
Bitter.
He gets anxiety attacks over things that aren't even his problem.
I know. I get it. But it just, yeah. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But, yeah, I had people do the same thing. It's like, I don't even know why you're talking to Brandis. Because it has, yes, it's her sub. And, yes, technically she's supposed to keep him under control. But you... In reality,
yeah. You
can't do that unless he's sitting next to you. If he's in his house in, you know, buttfuck nowhere, what the fuck is she supposed to do?
Right?
You know, if he's out there wreaking havoc and being disrespectful, oh, God, he's the king of that. And if he's out there being a dill hole, yeah, I get the fact that it reflects on you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it doesn't. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, subs, you guys got to know that everything you do, when you belong to a dom, everything you do reflects back on her.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like this, that's why I was like, I don't know how you do it, because I really would kill the man.
Dude, you have no idea. I've come very close. But like I said, I'm 1,000 miles away. So
exactly.
To all the girls that are like, why are you talking to Brandis? Well, fuck you, because I tried.
Yeah, you can't. You got to look at it realistically. And, you know, I get that. It wasn't you. It was him.
It's seriously not me, so.
And it would be different if you were sending him out to attack people,
yeah.
But that's not what you're doing. I get that, you know? That wasn't it. This is just his douchey self.
He's always been like this before me, so everyone's mad at me.
Bitch better keep paying, that's all I got.
Yeah, he's lucky he just bought me a phone and paid a year service.
All right. We'll let him live for now,
for
then.
For now.
Well, is there anything else you want to say to anybody? Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Say hi to your sister. Hi.
I understand if you wanted to sell me. It's cool. See you next family reunion.
And goddamn, that would be so much fun. I swear to God, that would be the best family reunion ever. Well, listen, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here, Brandis. Honestly, I was so stoked when you said yes to this interview. So I am freaking thrilled. If you guys want to get in touch with Brandis, you can obviously go to the show page where all of her links, and maybe if you're lucky, if she gives me some, she'll give me some nice little pictures of her cute little face. So you'll be able to see that. But, yeah, all the link to finding Brandis will be right there on the show page. Thank you, darling. You know I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Told you she was fantastically funny, didn't I? And I truly would love to be a fly on the wall at her family reunion. Be sure to hit up her show page and let us both know what you thought of the show. And, of course, get in touch with Princess Brandis. All the links are right there. Thanks again for listening, you guys. I really do appreciate it. Until the next Summer of Domination show, don't forget your sunscreen.